Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Did you miss us?
Hi.
We were gone, but we're back. Part two. You know why we're here. No small talk. We ain't got anything to get into.
No.
Part two, Carbon Car, Act Two, Fucking Run It, Smoke Hour Two, Cute. Willie Nelson, thank you for turning up, setting us up, telling us we're still on the radio. Next song, Nick.
Right, so we're on to the next song. And it's just for fun. Now, this is Beyonce and Willie Jones. Yes. Talk to me. What did you think?
Loved it. Cute. Great use of Willie Nelson here because he's been doing the intros for all the songs. So we actually get him on a song. It's cute. It's amazing. Willie was like, let me get up my chair with my banjo and I'm going to come sing a song with you in the boot, Beyonce. I just know that's how that man was, which is the walking stick. Like, hey, Beyonce, you want me to sing a song for you?
I think you're getting confused between Willie Nelson and Willie Jones.
Oh.
Willie Nelson is the guy doing the thing. Willie Jones is like a young soul singer.
Oh. Not this. But isn't Willie Nelson old?
Willie Nelson is old. Willie Jones, the one who's on the song, is not. I'm gonna send you his Instagram because you're missing out on some fine ass man right here. Check your WhatsApp in 2 seconds. Listeners, go on Instagram and look up Willie Jones if you haven't seen what Willie Jones looks like.
Oh, I'll check my phone now.
Because,
oh my God, who is this man?
That's who you thought the old man was.
Oh, not this. Oh, my God. What a man. Oh, baby. Oh, okay. I stand corrected.
So once again, Willie Jones. Beyonce comes out of the woodwork and is like, oh, did you not know that this person does this type of thing? There you go.
Oh,
there
wow.
You go. You have a look. Let me tell you something. I don't dislike Just For Fun, okay? I like it as a song. I do think it's another one like Alligator Tears where I could be like, she could have stayed on the cutting room floor.
Oh, wow. You're just cutting all the songs out.
It's literally just this section where I'm like, there are other songs on the album that do this better.
Yeah.
And we're coming up to one very soon that I think does it a lot better. That I'm like, I don't think I need her. She's cute, okay. Thank you. But I don't think I need her. I don't think this one is going to be setting the world on fire.
Okay, that's cute. I get it. I liked it because I thought it was just different. It was a different range from Beyonce, and I feel like it was just cute. But when you're right, when it comes up against other songs, like the one right after, you're like, okay, so now we're getting a little bit twisted up in here.
Yeah, I've just not seen anyone like online or anything like coming up for Just For Fun. But also, you're talking to the guy who I loved All Up In Your Mind. And the way I had to fight for my life, saying how much I like that song. So I'm sure there are some Just For Fun stands out there. And like, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. It's cute.
Yeah, it's cute. But we are quickly followed by Hannah Montana herself, Dolly Parton's goddaughter, Miley Cyrus on. Now, and I know the girlies were upset. I know the girlies were upset because everyone was like, oh, we're going to get Gaga part two. No, Gaga's busy doing her thing.
Can we address that before we move on to the song?
Yes.
Why did y'all, dumb bitches, in an era where Beyonce is not releasing music videos, think that you were going to get the follow-up to Telephone on act two of a 3-act album where she hasn't even released the videos for act one yet. And you thought you were going to get Telephone, which needs a video. That's the point of it. The story is told in the music video. It was told in Paparazzi. Then it was Telephone. Then it's to be continued if they ever get around to it. Come engage the brain, girls. This is what I was saying to you.
The girls were upset, you know. They're like, where's Gaga? She's not here. Shut up.
The, Of all the white women to do include in this album, Miley was the correct choice. And I know some of you dumb bitches out there were like, oh, Taylor Swift to be on it.
Or Kacey Musgraves. Yes, but no. Miley.
When you hear them sing together.
Ooh, beautiful. Stunning.
I did not anticipate the voices.
The blend. The blend was so good.
Because we were all there for Just Stand Up. Okay, we remember.
We were there.
Things get better. If you fart, does it out, don't let out. We all remember, okay? And Miley was young. She was a girl.
Mm.
Not yet a woman. Beyonce was a woman, but now she's a mother. Mm. And Miley is a woman. And it worked. Oh. I think this song will probably be like the most critically successful.
Yeah.
From the album release. That's not Texas already.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I don't think it's the best one. I don't think it should be the one, but I fully understand.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I honestly, I just, for me, who was, I'm a Miley fan. And I think I was just so glad because I didn't know Miley was on this until the album got released because I didn't see any Miley thing floating around before. Did you? I didn't.
No, and they were at the Grammys knowing that this was happening.
Right?
Not looking at each other, not interacting, not giving us a hint.
Oh.
Sick and twisted.
Sick and twisted. I really like Most Wanted. I feel like it's... But I could get the whole Ryan Tedder writing in this. I get it. Because if you know Ryan Tedder, he's a One Republic great songwriter. I get that vibe from him being on the song, and I just loved it. I will admit, though, the fact that Beyonce doesn't collaborate very often, as we know this. And when she collaborates with someone like Miley and that blend and those voices work so well, it just makes you think, you know, Beyonce, you're made for this. This country music is for you. I loved it. No notes.
Yeah, it really lays it down. And also, once you get into it, this is a lesbian love anthem.
Oh, yes.
I was listening to it and I was like,
"Oh,
you know that meme of that dog that's like side-eyeing and there's just like an LGBTQ flag?"
Yes. Beyonce?
This is two women singing some very lovely things. not about men, but about each other.
Release the video.
I see we're clearly not out of the race material yet, Beyonce. Things still a little bit faggoty around here.
I could smell it. Now, I am not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. I, Nick Charles, say it with my whole chest. I am a huge Post Malone fan. A huge Post Malone fan. And I know a lot of people think the man looks like he smells like cigarettes and regret. I get it. I get it's not for you. But let me tell you something. His and Beyonce's vocals on Levi Jeans, fuck off. Beautifully put. And nobody can tell me any different, because I'm going to stand by my wording.
I mean, I'm glad there's a Post Malone fan on the
There is!
Right now.
I love that man.
Post Malone does look like he smells. I remember when I saw the songs and I looked through and I was like, Post Malone? Really? We're co-signing Post Malone? Okay. And yeah, he's definitely on the album.
You don't can't tell me you don't like Levi Jeans. It's cute.
He is on the album, okay? He's on the album on one of my fucking favorite songs.
I can't believe it. Look at her.
Beyonce is. She says it in Jolene. She says, I'm still like a Banji Creole bitch from Louisiana or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, actually, you from Texas. Miss Teen's from Louisiana, but I know what you're talking about. She is a witch. That Creole magic is working because how are you getting Post Malone to come on this track and eat this hard?
Right?
Levi Jeans is the reason why I don't like Alligator Tears and Just For Fun doesn't hit for me because Levi Jeans is the best example of like just a traditional country song done so well that it makes the others like pale in comparison. It's fucking phenomenal again.
I just love the two worlds coming together, honestly.
Beyonce. How did you get Post Malone? Was Post Malone the one at Coachella who was on before her and he was running late? So they, she was starting late.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Has it been since then? And she's like, I'll teach you how to work in this industry. Let me get you together 10 years later, or however long it was. Levi's jeans. Number one, I know Levi's were gagged and so happy for all this free promo.
Correct. Correct. But no, but I feel like a lot of people who are Post Malone fans really like going to like, they're like, oh my God, I really like this song. And it's good because I feel like Post Malone has like a whole different, like his fans are all like rappers and like white girls with tattoos and that kind of vibe because he's that kind of person. So for him, I love it. And the, you know that part when they were like singing the chorus, You Call Me a Pretty Little Thing, that part, just feel like, I just thought it was like Beyonce and Posty, whoa. This is cute.
But it's more than cute. Levi's jeans is a fucking, it's a hit. It's so good. It's so, oh my God. Beyonce, Post Malone even. Someone, I saw a tweet that somebody said, I don't know how to explain it, but it sounds like Beyonce made him shower before he recorded. And I was like, yes! Yes, it does!
Why? Because the song's all clean and fresh.
It sounds so... I've got to get up again. I'm having to stand up again. Hi, I'm away from the mic. I'm over here. Oh my God, that song.
I think
not, honestly, that is one of the songs that I just did not expect I was going to be like hitting for, but it hits so right.
Correct. I don't know about you, but the next track in for me. Sorry.
Flamenco can go. Okay, good. No. Skip.
Cut.
I don't know why you're here. Thanks for turning up, Flamenco. Lovely, lovely to have you.
No need for you.
Definitely not needed here. Literally. But maybe Beyonce was like, she ain't getting on anything else, so just put her on here. Like, we're already busting the track limit out. Let's just let her go.
Yeah, you could sit here. Linda Martell.
Linda Martell is not a song. Linda Martell is an interlude.
Yeah.
And Linda Martell is a black woman who used to be in country music. And she is the one who, at the start of Spaghetti, says, genres are a confounding, confusing thing or something. So it's nice that we have this thing. But should we just stand up now?
Listen.
This is why I think flamenco is here, actually. I think because you're listening to Levi's jeans and you're like, nice. And then flamenco kind of brings it down to like close out the section. And then you get the Linda Martell interlude.
Give me a minute. Hold on. Give me a minute. Hold on. Hold that thought. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I need a minute.
And then
I
this.
I need a minute. Hold it. Hold that thought.
And let then
me just
this.
Get my things. Let me just get my things. You hold on there, Daniela.
Listeners. I'm coming. Now is the time. If you need to take a pull from a vape. If you need to take a shot, refill your drinks or something.
I'm coming.
Now's the time because I don't know if we're going to get through the
rest of this. I'm coming.
Once again, Nick has
forgotten. You got me fucked up.
Nick has forgotten that this is an audio platform. But
you have got me fucked up.
And his sunglasses. And let me tell you, I'm going to do the same. Because.
You got me fucked up.
What? Kind of madness convinced them that they needed to go and get a southern gospel style clap along but also kind of 60s mod rock fucking floor filler anthem and just throw it in here. And Beyonce said that she did this over lockdown. She's been sitting on these songs for 4 years or something. Which means there has been 4 years of my life where I haven't had Yaya.
Right?
As a song in my life.
I can't. Then I have no words. I just, the first thing I thought was, this was me and Dan. I was like, this is me and Dan on a dance floor in the middle of like an old people's home. And we're just twerking, having a good time.
This calls for some church stepping. For some clapping, I need everyone in their kitten heels and their good Sunday best.
And a fan.
At the carnival. I am going to send this song to everybody that I go to house parties with because they will be hearing it. They will
be
hearing
it. It has to be played.
If any of them come up to me and like, what is this? What are we listening to?
Leave.
you got the memo. Okay, I sent it round to everybody. Everyone got a chance to hear this song and prep themselves for what they're about to do. You?
No. I can't find the words. This is just so fucking good.
I can't say anything.
Beyonce, you have truly outdone yourself again. How do you keep breaking the wheel and then making it, building it all over again, and then fucking us up? Girl, you fucked us up
at this one. Like, so we be saying some shit on this podcast. We get excited and having a good time. This one, once you get that long intro where she's in the scene and you're like, hi, you're at some kind of like show, you're at the Chitlin Fair or whatever, the show ground, whatever, and we get some clapping and
and then she goes, let's go. Oof.
And then at one point she goes, ladies, and you know, she says ladies, and you're trying to like, are we smart? Are we strong? That kind of thing. And she's like, fuck it, let's dance. Duh, duh, duh. Da, 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 da. I'm like, Beyonce.
Relentless. You're telling me.
She had me worried. From alligator tears into that one and thing, she pulled it back with Levi's jeans and then hits you with flamenco. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. You might even lose me in this bit. And then she's like, bitch, you thought. You dumb slut. You thought you weren't going to get into this. Oh.
And this, for me, let me tell you why this was a roller coaster for me, this album, from there to now. So first we petty, then we get in fights, then we riding on horses, we're in a hold down, and now we broken out of the country fair. You got me fucked up, Beyonce.
This is another thing where Texas is so early, because she's like, I'm showing you I can do country music as you know it. Yes. I'm showing you I can do country music. Like, look, there, Texas, number one. I understand. Mm. Biggest song of the year. You got it, okay? Let me show you what country music could be if y'all stopped being so fucking dumb and pulled back from the archives of what the girls were doing, okay? Mm. If you were taking from people around you and letting that creativity show, let me show you what country music could be. Mm. And it could be this, and we could all be busting our backs. I better get laid the fuck out to this
song. Dan, I honestly, let me tell you something. Beyonce, thank you, girl, because there's something about you. Every single time you give us music like this, you remind us to feel good about who we are. Honestly, I feel good.
This is, honestly, the good thing about being a Beyonce fan is she's always going to take you to a point that you didn't expect, but you are going to be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And like, for the girls who like release very similar sounding stuff all the time, like, I get it. It's cute and whatever. It's nice. But because Beyonce loves to play in genres, and like, she likes to go to different genres, but she takes stuff with her from other ones and she brings it in and she's like, she doesn't stay locked into like the rules of that. And then it creates something like this, which this is going to be my summer.
Yeah.
100%. I promise you now, this is going to be my summer. Yeah.
I've played that so many times.
Fossy hand movements. Pretending I'm Nancy Sinatra.
Honestly, that's it, you know. I'm just, Dan, I don't even know. And I love the whole, can we just talk about the fact that she spells Beyonce, not Beyonce, Beyonce in the bridge. She goes B-E-Y-I-N-C-E. Get down.
Because she's like, my mama's maiden name was spelt wrongly. This is what it is. This is the Beyonce. You're getting into it. This God. Song. This song is for the girls.
Yeah, that's it. For the girlies. Now, track 21, All Louisiana. Skip.
It's just an interlude. It's just an interlude. It's just like a nice little thing. It's like, okay. Yeah. I'm not even sure Beyonce's on it.
Yeah, it's just there. Okay. I'm gonna let you do this one because I don't know how I feel about this one.
You do it.
I'm not going to say, girlies, Desert Eagle might not be my favorite.
Okay, Desert Eagle might be your alligator tears because Desert Eagle makes me mad because it's not longer.
Really?
Yeah. It's another one where I'm like, Beyonce, give me some fucking more. I'm greedy for you. Greedy!
Yeah,
I hate the songs where she's singing down and you can only hear it for 40 seconds.
Yeah, I know what I mean. I thought it was cute, but it wasn't my favorite. I will tell you why it wasn't my favorite, because let me tell you something, baby. Baby, we're going river dancing tonight. Beyonce.
You can't say more than Beyonce. Second half of this album, this whole episode is just me and you, because the second half of this album is fucking insane. It's just me and you be like, Beyonce, you got me fucked up. Every single song, except Desert Eagle, according to you, it's just going to be that same thing.
I cannot tell you, Daniel, I was in my room and I was doing a jig, an Irish jig to this fucking song. Riverdance? You're that girl.
Do you know what I like about Riverdance? Is it is the most in between Renaissance and Cowboy Carter.
Yes. Agreed.
It sounds like you, and this is where it's like, it makes sense if Renaissance is coming afterwards, because like,
yes,
you could just place one into the other. Yeah.
Yes,
and just agreed. It makes complete sense. Mm. Riverdance is,
whoa,
like, we'll get into Two Hands to Heaven after
this. Don't on that shit. Hey.
Riverdance is like the quiet, controlled version of Two Hands to Heaven. No, it's the fun party girl. Two Hands to Heaven is the quiet control. It's
yeah.
At one point, so you know the clip of Dolly Parton playing her nails.
Yeah.
Beyonce is playing her nails on this song.
Mm.
Listen for it, because you'll hear it. Beyonce is playing her nails in this song. She is once again saying, oh, you poor sweet Country Music Awards. You poor sweet things. Like, you thought that you were going to make me unwelcome. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you one of the best pieces of music you ever heard in your fucking life.
Riverdance.
We're back to being petty, but we're doing it through talent again.
Again. I don't know, Riverdance for me. I listened to it and I was like, girl, this is cute. But when we get to the next, Dan, before we go to the next track, I have to admit something that I feel like it's time I admit this. I didn't know what to expect from this album. I really didn't. And I think
tell me more about that. What were the concerns?
I think when I saw the track list and I saw the two strong songs was released, I thought, Beyonce, I'm still going to love you, but I'm not sure just yet. But when I heard this next track, Two Hands to Heaven, it cemented everything I am as a Beyonce fan from day one to now. It, for me, Dan, I think this song is so beautifully Beyonce. No notes.
Tell me more. Keep going.
Because let me tell you why. Beyonce starts this song after Riverdance, which is for me, but it just starts with bottle in my hand, the whiskey up high, two hands to heaven, while horses run wild. God only knows why though. Rhinestones and diamonds both shine in the light. Two hands to heaven, my whiskey high. Now, for me personally, Beyonce sat there and she's like, Nick Charles, I'm writing this song for you. You're going to sit down, have a little whiskey on the rocks, and just think about a man you're never going to have. And I was sold.
Baby, you feel like there's more to this. I need you to get into your feelings. Tell me more.
I was in my feelings. Let me tell you why.
No, tell me more. Give me more detail. This song is important to you. I want to know.
I personally, I started to reminisce about a man that I didn't have, or someone I once loved. And it just made me feel good. I have to admit. I can't say more because I cried to this song. Not gonna lie, I did. There is something magical about Two Hands to Heaven that I cannot express to anybody. I just feel like it just as a black gay man, I just feel like it resonated with me. I don't know why. There was something about it that made me feel really emotional. And I can't get it.
Let me read something to you. Let me read you a message that I sent to my friend earlier today. I said, Beyonce has set the standard too high for any man brave enough to date me. Ooh. Because, talking about Two Hands to Heaven, because if I can't imagine holding each other in the kitchen and dancing to this song with them, it ain't happening.
Mm.
This song is my favorite on this entire album.
Mm.
It is number one. It is a pleasure to listen to.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's
gorgeous to listen to. I was exactly with you. I was there, like, literally, where is my man? Where's my man? I need to be doing this moment with him.
Me, I was just like, girl, you're making me feel all these things. Not now, after I was just shaking my ass. Now I'm thinking about a man? Girl, stop this.
I once again was like, I need to be held close while this song plays. And then I need to be led into a comfortable area, and then I need to get my insides torn out.
in a dimly lit room.
Yeah, of which there are no others. This song is... Do you know what? It has like the sprinkle of All Night from Lemonade.
Yes. Yes, that is...
It's one of those ones where, you know when Beyonce sets an atmosphere?
Yeah.
Around you, and that atmosphere is like the sun is setting, it's still warm, it's just the two of you, you've been probably like social, you've had a few drinks, but like everyone else has left, and you're just looking at each other, and you're just in that moment like, I am so happy just to be around you. And when she says a bit, it's like, you see the best in me, I only see the best in you. Oof. You bring out the best in me, and I was like, what? And it is so rare for me for the love songs to be my favorite song on the album, because typically I find Beyonce is a bit like, we get it, love is everything, love is love, hooray, everyone's happy, whatever. But this one, this felt so like just raw, and it's 5.5 minutes.
It is long.
I will be listening to All Night, and then I will be going straight into Two Hands to Heaven. It's gorgeous. It's so good. When I want to shake my ass, and lose my mind, I will put on Yaya. That is my favorite song for the ass shakers on this album.
Yeah.
But when I just want to sit and reflect and be in it, this 2H2H, 2H squared.
Yeah, this hit me hard.
Absolute girl. She's the girl.
I really didn't expect this to like. I just sat there in my bed and I was like, why am I seeing so emotional? Dan, I was literally in my bed at 2:15 this morning crying. And I was like,
shit.
I was like, girl, I'm crying to be honest. I did not expect this to happen. Not only that, I just feel like it was crafted in a way where Beyonce just felt like, for any boy out there who might be single or going through something, I feel like, It's not very often you hear a song that just makes you feel like, oh shit, this is me in every verse of this song. And she did that. And I feel like for us, you know, just as men or lovers, whatever, whoever you love, it just makes you, I can't put into words, I just feel so emotionally charged by the song.
I completely agree with you. The emotional reaction I had to this song, God, like any of the other ones on this album.
Mm-mm.
Any of the other ones, it captures such a specific feeling.
Yeah,
that is something that, like, if you
exist life single,
but if you exist single and you're like us and you're happy single, you don't really get to experience that often.
Yeah,
with people, but sometimes you do. Sometimes you get it with like a friend. Sometimes just someone you super care about. You're just so happy that they're around.
Yeah,
and you get to stay there with them and like be in their presence, and just like love. In that very specific way, that you're not like, you're not talking about love as this kind of all important thing. You are just experiencing it and expressing how that feeling feels.
Yeah.
Hand on my heart, hands in the air.
Yeah.
Fucking favorite on this app. My God. Actual God.
I can't even say more. It's just so, so good. But you know what? Just the last line, baby, I've been waiting my whole life for you, and I was done. Tears. Done.
And just to anybody who is brave enough to try, if you can't bring me this,
don't come.
If we can't be at the end of the day and I'm looking at you and I'm just like, I'm just happy that you're here and I've been waiting for you to turn up, don't even come near me. Don't waste my time.
Correct.
This is what relationships, friendships, community should be.
This is what it should be like. And then we
she wants us to shake her ass again.
What? To Tyrant? Girl, why am I crying twerking because in the club?
I told you.
Why are we crying twerking in the club?
2H is the moment after the barbecue where everyone has left and you are looking at the person that you've been running the event with and you love them and you're looking at them and you're like, I'm just so happy we did this together. And Tyron is 20 seconds later when you are ripping clothes off and you are...
up you those are stairs. Sliding. Up those you stairs are, right now.
Getting down to it.
Got a Glock 500.
She loves to tell us that she is getting torn apart. She is getting flipped out, wigs flying, clothes going everywhere. I wonder if there's so many fucking kids. We're always scared she's going to be pregnant. That woman is getting turned out.
I wanna read you something someone sent me. So why she sent me this earlier? Why is she black? She goes, Jay's dick should be studied because he had this woman absolutely cockstruck for years. Bless that nasty man. Stop it. Listen, Newman just said that she just loved to have a back door blown out after the barbecue. And we're here for it.
I just...
I'm here for it. Good for her.
This woman is freak goddamn nasty. Did you have me deep in my feelings just like, uh-huh, reflecting... Having a moment, what I would describe as almost like a true spiritual response to one song. And she's like, okay, I've paid that out. Da, 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 da. Get your pussy wet.
Second, not even a minute later, second. She's like, right, stop crying, bitch. Go twerk that pussy.
Yeah. I was like, you love him? Oh, you love him. Oh, that's great. What's the dick like?
That's exactly what it was. That I hate her. I hate her.
I hate this giggity uppity bitch. I need to not insult Beyonce because sometimes someone from the team's gonna hear it and be like, oh, we can't invite Dan to the PR event because we've got a giggity uppity bitch. I'm like, with love. Tyrant. She's a tyrant every time I ride it.
Is she talking about a sex toy?
LGBT. I'm saying,
is your parents accepting of your LGBT lifestyle?
Happy Pride Month,
Beyonce. Is this a dildo or are you trying to sell us some girl? I need to know.
Boy, I know they're looking for me. How are we going to hide it? Ride it like hydraulics. I'm such a tyrant. Every time I ride it. I don't like to sit up in the saddle, boy. I got it. Just relax. I got this. I got that exotic hips. How I ignore it. I'm such a tyrant.
Miss Ma'am.
No, Beyonce. No, you can't take me from deep introspection to this. You can't do it. But she did it.
Dan, I don't know about you, but I'm telling you, no, if this album is playing, I'm going to be riding dick and crying at the same time. I would.
I cry most of the time I ride, so.
Oh!
It hurts. It's difficult. I'm trying my best.
Let me just use my fan.
Right, you want to take us on to the next song after she's done? Filthy.
Sweet Honey Bucking. Oh, Dan, I love this.
I'm so annoyed.
Why?
Because this has caused the biggest rift in the group chat, okay? Because everyone's like, I love this. And I'm listening to it. And I'm like, I'm not feeling it the way you girls are feeling it. I don't know.
I like it. I do. No, I really do.
It's not bad. I want to love it. I want to be up and... And like shake it, but it's not here for me. What's wrong with me?
Give you a few more listens. I love it. I just feel like, so I Googled Shibusi, by the way. Shibusi is a beautiful man. Have you all seen that man?
The young guy she gets on this album?
Yeah, Shibusi, the guy with the dreads. He's cute. Yeah.
He's so cute. Everyone can get a taste.
My girl said, she said, this ain't Calabasas. We don't need highways. We can take back road. Never been riding, baby. Hop on my saddle, snake on my feet. Okay, they rattle. Beyonce girl. Okay, you so nasty.
Three songs in one. This song is three songs in one. And let me tell you, I love Honey in the Middle.
Oh, I love Honey.
Honey in the Middle is so cute. And Buckin' I think is really funny.
Yeah.
It's sweet at the start that I'm just. And you talk about this song. You talk about this song because I need to get back into it. I know something's there that haven't clicked for me yet.
I feel because it's three different songs in one. I feel like you as a Beyoncé fan, it's very easy for you to coincide with Honey. For me, I like Sweet because it's just no Beyoncé. It's just very sweet and all cute and all cutie. I like it. I personally do. But
it's not sweet and cute and cutie. It's like sweet and cute and cutie. But then you hear the beat in the back and it's like.
I feel like she's having a good time.
Yeah,
she's having a good time.
It's a club song.
Yeah, she's having a good time. I feel like it's very Pharrell. It's very Pharrell coded. That's one thing for sure. Because he got credited for it as well.
The girls are loving it.
Yeah, the girls are loving it.
To come to love it. But that doesn't mean I won't get there.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, I know you would. I feel like you probably just need a few more listens. You'll be fine. But I love it. I feel like it's a very feel good song. Make me feel good. I think Sweet is my favorite part of the song. Bucket is cute too. Honey's cute, but I like Sweet. Don't know why. I just love it. It's cute. Sweet Honey Bucket. I'll just keep thinking that whenever the song's saying. Right? Are we ready? Are we ready, Daniel? For the closing
amen,
track.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Tell me why I was 100% expecting Kelly Rowland to come in at the end of this song and scream amen.
No. I was expecting Michelle Williams on the backing of Jesus.
No, because Michelle Williams, so you know the Destiny Child Amen that they do?
Yes. Yeah,
Michelle Williams does the harmony with Beyonce, and then Kelly's the one in the back going, Amen! A really long one. And I was listening to it, I was like, I think I'd do it. We're going to have Destiny Child Amen again? No. We basically have America Requiem again as a second time. Love the bookending of this album. Love the bookending.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. Did you expect it to end like this, by the way?
No, because there's something. No. Like, I know Amen can go kind of straight into the first song again. You can listen to it on loop. But there is something at the end of that song where I'm like, I see you, Beyonce, because that's going to lead into something, right? That's something's coming.
It has to be.
I see you. Anyway, it's a cute song. I don't think it's going to be anyone's standout because it's like it's kind of functional rather than an actual song. But Nick, final thoughts on this album, overall opinions, impressions?
For me, I think it's... I don't want to compare the two. I think it's a great album, 10-10. I just feel like there's a lot of more fillers than expected, which is fine. But I feel like the way she placed the album and how she set it up and how she told us a story, it was very well put. Again, this woman's mind, she were you twerking, crying, having a good time, crying again, and then going to church. Well put, Beyonce. I agree. 10-10.
I think overall, like, I don't think this will be in the running to be my favorite Beyonce album of all time. But we know what she did 2 years ago and the feat that she pulled off and what that means to me. Like, I don't know if anything's ever going to be it.
Yes.
But what this did do is it once again showed that, like, Beyonce can do whatever the fuck she likes. And she's got to do it well.
This is the meaning of the word rage. This is the meaning of the word rage. Yeah. Correct.
It is. I am enjoying that it's coming back to a time where I can be like, oh, actually, no, I would remove a song or two from the album. Like, there's some that I don't like. Because I was getting a bit scared that I was getting to the point where, like, Beyonce can do no wrong. And I'm not saying that she did wrong. I'm sure there are people who really are going to enjoy the ones that I didn't. But the ones that I did enjoy and enjoyed the most, like... Once again, she had me gagged.
Mm.
Once again, she did stuff that was unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
I can promise you that this is going to be the best and probably only country album that I will ever listen to.
Correct. Yeah.
As a Beyonce bit of work, she continues to evolve. Mm-hmm. I get this place in the thing. I love that she's bringing in other names and like you have to go check them out now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it making them?
Yeah.
I have a question for you though. Go on.
As a tour itself, do you think the album will hit you more? Because for me, I have loved Renee.
Not talking about a tour that has not been announced yet.
But it will be.
We don't know if she's going to tour with it, so I'm not talking about it.
Oh. I was asking questions, but it's fine.
I know, but you were doing this on the group chat last night, and we had to rein you in.
But but that's how I am as a fan. Sometimes I like the music, but then the tour does better for me.
Yeah, but we album first, tour it's later. If it comes.
Well, let's hope so. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, once again, thank you, Beyonce, because you gave me, like, if not an album that I'm going to rinse front to back, like I have done the other ones.
Yeah.
Some songs that, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my actual God, am I going to lose my mind?
Yeah, there's some big skips here, baby. Some big skips in these albums. I'm not going to lie.
I don't think there's big skips. Because a lot of them are just interludes, right? They're not actual songs. And even the ones that I would skip, I would like, I get what you're hearing. You are a nice song.
Yeah.
So like Flamenco and Alligator Tears and all this stuff. Like they're not bad songs at all. There is no absolute clanger on this album. That you're like, this is bad. But when it's at its best, oh my God.
Oh, it's impeccable.
I will never get over my physical reaction that I had when I heard Yaya for the first time. Anyway, let's get out of here. Bye.
Bye. Are we done?
Yeah, that was a lot of talking.
Happy days.